Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Be Radiant Radio. You are made of light and you are made to shine. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to.
Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Angela Loeb. Thanks for tuning in for today's program. I'm joined by a special guest, Shelley Pernot of True North Coaching and Development. Shelley's an expert on mindfulness, and she's the author of the book Running on Empty, The Irreverent Guru's Guide to Filling Up with Mindfulness. What a great title. She joins me today to talk about the concept from her book, specifically in Chapter 2, called The Life Intention Statement. She says it's the one little sentence that makes a big difference. But before we get started, let me tell you a little bit about Shelley's background, which includes working her way up through the corporate ranks, earning an MBA from a top European school, and succeeding in a well-paying job in risk management in London. Having ticked all the boxes but feeling uninspired, in 2011, she took a life-changing sabbatical that introduced her to the power of mindfulness. And she's been on the show a couple of times when we've talked about mindfulness. And when she got back to work after taking that sabbatical, at the time she was employed by the energy firm BP, she was inspired to follow her passion and help the company recover from the Deepwater Horizon incident and became global capability management for the leadership development team. And this passion she had about mindfulness, she brings that into the practices that she does with the mainstream and helping others to live and lead authentically. So she does both coaching individually and working in businesses. She left BP in 2015 to start her own coaching and training firm, True North Coaching and Development, and she's a recognized expert on mindfulness in the workplace and has collaborated with the University of Texas at Austin and NYU to bring mindfulness programs for busy professionals. And, of course, as I've already mentioned, she's also the author of Running on Empty. So, hi, Shelley. Welcome to the program. I'm excited to have you back.
Hi, Angela. Yeah, thanks for having me again.
Yeah, so we have a lot to cover, and you know how we've done this before. So 30 minutes, bam, it goes by just like that.
Yeah,
so I'm going to just go into it with the first question. And, of course, okay. I'm very intrigued. We've talked about mindfulness before, but this time we're talking about something called the life intention statement. And mm-hmm. I'd like to really kind of get a sense of what is that?
Sure. Yeah. So, and it's related to mindfulness, and I know that we're probably going to link back to that at some point. But the way I describe a life intention statement is it's one statement that sums up the essence of who you are and why you're here on this earth. So it's powerful.
Other than being powerful, I mean, why do you think that it's important to have a life intention as a statement like that?
Yeah, you know, that's a really interesting question. When I teach the workshop that I do at the University of Texas Professional Education Center, we do an exercise around life intention statements quite early on in the day. And the way that I introduced this topic, I don't know if you remember those commercials that Monster.com had a while back. It was a bunch of kids, and they were saying things like, when I grow up, I want to be underappreciated.
Yeah.
When I grow up, I want to claw my way up to middle
that.
Management.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was quite a popular ad. And so the way that I introduce this topic when I teach it is I actually play that video first, and then we have a discussion about it. And it's interesting because I guess it was probably about 6 or 8 months ago, I was running the course, and I played the video, and there was one student in the audience who had a really emotional reaction to that particular clip, and she basically was saying, you know, that's it. That this is exactly how I feel. You know, I don't know how I wound up in the job that I'm in, doing what I'm doing, but I can tell you that this isn't what I wanted for my life. You know,
right.
How did I get here? What the hell happened?
Yeah.
And the whole audience, you know, everyone kind of, you know, because it's one of those moments where, you know, everyone just kind of stops and we looked over. We're all nodding our heads. Because
yeah.
I think we've all experienced, you know, those moments in life where you sit and you think to yourself, how the hell did I wind up here? You know, this wasn't what I intended. Well, then the question is, what was what you intended? You know, like, what were you intending for your life? You know, and what's interesting about this exercise that I've done with folks is it starts to illustrate for a lot of people just how far we've allowed ourselves to drift, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's often that $64,000 question.
Yeah.
You know, and it often will expose that where we're at, you know, we got there quite unconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's interesting. I think back to that student. I think back to her reaction. And then I think about myself and the number of times I experienced that. You know, because I've been just as stuck. You know, when I think about how I got to where I am now, you know, I actually started my career as an accountant. I don't know if you knew that.
I read your chapter two, so I read
okay,
now I know
yeah.
that you started off as an accountant. And I think we talked
yeah.
about this before. Yeah, so
I
were
fell
so
into
not
that
an
career.
Accountant, Shelley. You were
no.
so not an accountant.
No, I'm so not, you know, but it's one of those situations where, you know, growing up, you're influenced by a lot of people, you take on a lot of what I call limited beliefs, you know, from other people, from society, and so you're influenced, and I kind of got to this point where I was thinking, okay, it's either accounting or engineering.
Yeah.
And so I picked accounting because I really didn't like math, you know, and engineering had too much math in it.
That's funny because accounting is math too.
So does accounting,
I guess
right?
It's not high math; it's not advanced math.
Exactly. So I ended up as a CPA actually, and that's how I started my career. And it was a case of, you know, square peg round hole from day one. You know, I it wasn't that I didn't do well. I did well in the field. You know, I ended up getting a really well-paid job, managed to make my way to London. You know, things were working in a lot of aspects of my life. And I was ticking all the boxes. You know, career tick, mm-hmm. you know, qualifications tick, you know, house tick. You know, all the – from a material point of view, I had all the things that somebody could want. And my biggest dilemma at the time was, you know, which Mercedes convertible should I buy?
Nice.
And nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. But what I couldn't reconcile that with was the fact that I was increasingly feeling more and more miserable, and unfulfilled and uninspired. And I just knew that there was something else for me. But I didn't know what that was because I never really allowed myself to explore it before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had just told myself this is the path that you're on and you just stick with that path. And, you know, it took, because I started practicing accounting in 2000, you know, it took until 2012, actually, for me to make a shift and move into leadership development. And so I drifted for a long time. I kind of drifted. And, you know, over the years, you know, I was numbing myself out with food, with alcohol, you know, and that's what prompted me to take that sabbatical. And so, you know, it was quite a bumpy and a rocky road for me. And hence, you know, back to the question around why is having a life intention statement so important? You know, it ultimately gives direction to an individual because,
yeah.
you know, to the extent that you don't have it, you know, what the hell am I doing here?
Many no, I agree.
Later.
And, you know, it's funny. Let's go back and talk a little bit about accountants. Now, there's nothing wrong with being an accountant,
no.
by the way. And
no.
I remember one time, because I used to be a recruiter, I remember interviewing someone who was an accountant, and they told me about, because I asked them, I tried to get them to talk about what was, you know, that thing about them that kind of put them in the zone, that made them really enjoy their work, that made them just kind of light up and lose track of time. And she said it was reconciliation. It's actually finding that last penny, the puzzle of solving that was
sure.
what really got her going. And she was all lit up when she was talking about it, too. And I was like, okay, so go into the interview and talk about this. So even though that wouldn't be my thing, it was her thing.
Absolutely.
And so that lit her up. So I was just like, you know, I'm thinking everybody has something, you know, even accountants, right? So
absolutely
about it.
And I'm very gracious toward accountants in my books.
Just like
but
I used to wait tables and I'm always a good tipper.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a place for everybody. The trick is figuring out what it is, you know, for you, and not being afraid to claim it. You know, I think that quite often we're nervous to really think about what we really want. You know, as kids we think about it. You know, as kids we talk about what we want to be when we grow up. And then we get older and, you know, there's life and there's realities and it's like, okay, well, I'm going to take this path. And, you know, sometimes we forget some of the things we thought about when we were children. You know, when I was a child, I actually wanted to be a psychologist.
Now, that seems right on
path for you. I'm kind of more back towards that now.
Yes, yes. I see that now. Yeah. So do you have a life intentions? I mean, what is a life intention statement? Is it just a mission statement? Is it phrased in a special kind of way? I mean, maybe you can share with us what yours is to
sure.
give us a sense of
yeah.
what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. So mine is to use my skill of connection to build a fulfilling business where I help others realize their true self.
Oh, nice.
And there is definitely, you know, a trick to how you write it. And in fact, you know, let's go ahead and talk about that actually for a little bit. You know, so there's always so, and I want to preface this by, I know that I've given you a link for your readers or your listeners to chapter 2 of the book, and I would highly encourage anyone who's listening to this to actually click on that link, download chapter 2, and follow it along. Because while there's only 3 questions I ask people to consider, there's some activities in that chapter that will help to prime people to get them to think a little bit more beyond, you know, beyond the ordinary, so to speak.
Right.
Because I think we often quite limit ourselves, like I was talking about before, when it comes to this kind of thing. You know, I'm an adult, I need to think about adult things and, you know, put anything that's remotely childish out of my mind. And there's a visualization exercise, and it's actually on my website, where folks can listen to that and kind of helps to put people in the right mindset, I think, to answer some of these questions. So let's see. So the first thing that I have people think about when they're writing a life intention statement is what are my unique gifts?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, for me, in my particular situation, it was the gift of connection. You know, there's a lot of things that I think I'm good at, but when I think about what really defines me, what really makes me special and what makes me unique is the fact that you know, I get to use my skill at connection and do that in a number of different ways, but it's something I feel like I'm pretty good at. I love speaking with people. I love writing. I love doing public speaking and talking. I love networking. So for me, it's that skill of connection.
It's
for me.
Connecting from you to the person, or is it connecting others together for you? Is it the connection you to the person?
Yeah, so for me, it's me connecting with other people. You know, I feel like that's a gift that I have. And one of the things that led me, you know, to write my book is the fact that, you know, it would enable me to connect with readers in a certain way. So, yeah, you know, that gift of connection, I think, is, you know, it's sometimes we take these things for granted. In my case, you know, that's what came up for me. So the second thing that I have people think about is what is one thing that you want to experience in your lifetime? So for me, it was building a fulfilling business. You know, that's one thing that I wanted to experience in my lifetime. There's a number of things I wanted to do. But when
right.
I really thought about it, when I really, really, really thought about it, you know, that's what came up for me. You know, I want to have that experience of being able to build a business. Now, for someone else, it could be something completely else. You know, maybe a business wouldn't even come into it. But that's what
right.
came up for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third thing that I have people think about is, what do you want out of life? You know, personally, emotionally, you know, what's the one thing that you want most out of life? And for me, it was to help others realize their true potential or their true self. Again, could have been many, many, many things. But when I really sat down and thought about it, that's what came up. So this whole exercise, by the way, these three questions that I'm sharing with you are in Chapter 2, as well as a number of other exercises prior to that. Like I said before, I highly recommend that your listeners go through the entire chapter and find a quiet time to do this, you know, where you're away from the noise for a little bit and you get the chance to really kind of zone in with yourself and think about what you really want. Because quite often in life we focus on what we don't want.
That is true.
You know, I don't want any more money problems. I don't want to have to deal with my mother-in-law.
I think the deal is, Shelley, is that we can recognize what we don't want because we have a lot of what we don't want going on. And some of us want too many things, or we are not clear what we want. So that what do you tell the person that's, well, Shelley, I think a lot of gifts. And because one time I remember helping someone and she said, I know what my thing is. I know what my, like, purpose in life is to help others. And I went, well, a lot of people feel that way. So what do you mm-hmm. do to help others? And how do you, like, who are the others? And what kind of help do you want to provide? And so she's like, I see what you mean. So it's like kind of narrowing it down more, right? I mean, how do you suggest people narrow it down like that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question, actually. You know, I think by answering these three questions, it does actually help to narrow it down, to be honest,
okay.
because, you know, help others is quite general, if I think about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, so what are you going to, how are you going to help people? You know, what skill or what quality of yourself are you going to actually use to do that? You know, and by doing so, what are you going to experience? In doing that, you know, and I do think that helps to tease some of that out. But I agree, if it's too general, then, you know, it's a little bit difficult to use the life intention statement and make it meaningful, because the life intention statement is basically a honing device, so to speak. It's like a way to think about it is like a lighthouse, a beacon, you know, it kind of hones you in. And when you find yourself going off track, so to speak, you know, then it's that one thing that you can look back to and think, is this really how I want to be spending my time? You know, is this really
yeah.
what I want to be doing with my life? You know, and helping others, you know, yeah, that would be fairly general. But again, I think going through, you know, the questions will help to get that a bit more specific.
Good. Okay. And so what about you? I mean, your life intention statement is pretty clear. And so how have you applied it as a homing beacon in your own life?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, it's interesting in a number of ways, because when I was thinking about writing a book, for instance, you know, I wasn't sure if I should be doing that. And I remember thinking, is this just going to be like a fun diversion, you know, kind of heading off into the wilderness? Or is this really going to be something that is worth my time? And, you know, when I started to think about it, the book that I wanted to write was Running on Empty, which, you know, is a lot about helping people find fulfillment and find meaning in their life through mindfulness. And
yeah.
So I went back to my life intention statement, and I was looking at it, and it's like, well, okay, use my skill of connection. Okay, so connection also includes writing. And writing is something that I've always been pretty good at. I'd never written a book before, but I thought it was something I was pretty proficient at. And I'm like, okay, so, you know, writing is a way to build connection with people. It's a way to connect with people in a really deep and meaningful way, actually. So I can share stories with them. I can share exercises with them, advice, tips. Because Writing on Empty is a self-help book, ultimately. But I can speak to the message that I really want to speak to, which is helping others realize their true self. You know, a big theme of the book is my own search for my own true self. And so what I want to help other people is to realize that, number one, it's okay to want to search for your true self, because often we're taught not to. But it's messy and it's murky, you know, and it's okay if you stumble and make mistakes. So I realized that by writing the book was a way of doing this, like in a very deep and meaningful way, and it's also a great marketing tool, you know, so it speaks to the building a fulfilling business part of my intention statement.
Yes.
So it actually gave me the confidence to say, you know what, I'm going to write this book. This is exactly what I'm about, and I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
You know, it also helped me in other ways. You know, when it came to, because I came across this concept when I was doing my coaching training in 2014, and when I actually then went to launch True North Coaching and Development, it helped me pick the name of my company. You know, because when I think about, you know, what my life intention statement is, it's to helping others realize their true self, their true north. So hence, mm-hmm. True North was born.
Yes.
So,
and a life intention statement is all part of that. It's all tied into that.
It's all part of that. And it also helped me figure out, like, what not to do. So an example of that is, you know, I have True North Development, which is my leadership development business, and then I have True North Coaching, which is where I do a lot of life coaching and career change coaching. And when it came to the leadership development side of the business, at one point I was really struggling, because it's like, well, you know, I'll do any kind of leadership development. You know, if you want a course on planning, I'll do that. If you want a course on strategic thinking, I'll do that. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things where you're just going through the motion for the money. And
yeah.
Because it pays well. I facilitated leadership for many years for BP, and there's a lot of demand in the corporate world for work like that, and it pays very, very well. And I took a step back and I thought, you know, what do I really want to specialize in? I don't want to be a jack of all trades. And so I went back to my life intention statement, and it's around things that, you know, where I get to help others realize their true self. So anything that has to do with awareness, emotional intelligence, mindfulness, you know, these are the things that I want to teach and bring into corporations. Because these are the
things that not only individuals need, but definitely leaders need it too.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Definitely.
I mean, how to really be authentic as a leader. You know, that's mm-hmm. one of the key tenets of my leadership program. You know, and so what does that look like? You know, what does it look like when it means you have to have a difficult conversation? You know, what does it look like in terms of your leadership style? You know, so it's all about it helped me figure out where to focus, you know, from a business point of view. So I could stay more in tune with my mission and my vision. So it's been super
totally makes
helpful.
Sense. It was it's your true north. It keeps you on your true north, too.
Sure.
So,
sure.
Now, I know that at the heart of your work is mindfulness. It's kind of the pivot point of everything for you. And so not surprisingly, in your book you mentioned that a life intention statement is a mindfulness practice. So could you explain that connection, though? Why is it that the case that this life intention statement is connected to mindfulness practice?
Absolutely. So, you know, I mentioned before that I do an exercise around this, you know, when I'm doing my workshop at UT, and that's not a coincidence, because my perspective on this is a mindful life is an intentional life. You know, so it's not about floating around aimlessly and unconsciously. And I honestly think, you know, one of my favorite quotes actually comes from the Cheshire Cat. So if you remember in Alice in Wonderland, you know, Alice is wandering through the wilderness and she doesn't know where to go and she's lost and she's disoriented and she comes across a Cheshire Cat. And I think he's sitting up in a tree smoking a cigarette or something. If I remember, like, the children's movie. But the Cheshire Cat says, you know, well, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that, to me, is it's so profound because that's how so many of us live our lives. And the amazing thing about it, and I'm sure you've probably found this as a coach, Angela, but, you know, I have no shortage of people who come to me and say, you know, I need more work-life balance. You know, I'm just too busy. There's no time for me. And one of the things that I help them get clear on is the life intention statement when I hear that. For me as a coach, it's almost like a red flag that you know, wait a second here. Let's take a step back and get really, really clear on what's important to this person. Because you know, there's a lot of people out there that I think have problems even saying no to things. And this is something that I used to talk a lot about, you know, when I was working at BP and I used to teach a course on personal effectiveness. But when you know what's important to you, when you say no, you're saying yes to something bigger. And that is why the life intention statement is so important.
This is so true. I love it. That's really making a lot of sense. And just to repeat this again, I thought it was awesome. A mindful life is an intentional life. And I think you're right. I mean, it's like we can quote you on that. But
yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, you
it's
can
kind of like
quote me on that.
You can put quote Shelley Pruneau. So I think though you're right because you kept saying earlier about drifting. People are drifting, or you were drifting, and so becoming mindful. I think there's a point that has to happen when you've got that clarity, where you can actually get it into a life intention statement and understand your true north. That if you don't sit and be still, be in stillness that mindfulness requires you to be, you know, that's just what mindfulness is, right? It's like being in the moment, being present, and being attuned. So you have to be attuned to yourself and listen to your voice versus all the other ones that keep crowding in.
Absolutely.
You know, the oughta, shoulda, coulda.
We live in a beautiful state of flux where, you know, and we're encouraged to do it. You know, it's a badge of honor to say you're super busy.
I know. It's true.
I mean, that's how our
culture
works.
There's a great saying, you know, the old saying, if you want to get something done, ask a busy person.
Yeah. I'll absolutely
take on more
glorify.
Busy stuff.
Yeah, particularly in our culture. And so we keep ourselves in that perpetual state where we never have a chance to kind of take a step back and say, but wait a second. You know, let all that quiet down for a second. What do I really want? And that's what the life intention statement is honing in on. And that's why I've got a number of exercises in that chapter to prime people, because it's hard to sit down and answer those three questions just right out of the blue. You know, I'm going to take 5 minutes to do that, you know, in between meetings. No, that is not going to work.
How realistic is that, right?
Not
oh, my goodness. Well, and just like that, I mean, it's almost time to go. We have about 3 minutes left, and I want to definitely tell people about how to find you, you know, send them to your website. Thank you so much for sharing the chapter for free for us to look at and read, and those exercises are, and I love your tone, Shelley. You are making a connection in the book. I do feel connected to you, like I hear your voice in the book.
Oh,
so
thank you.
You've done it, so congratulations for that. And so go ahead and give everybody your website. What would be the best, because I know you have a couple of websites, where do you want to send people to?
Yeah, you can contact me at www.truenorthlifecoach.com. And that's my site where I talk about life coaching and career coaching, and that is also where that link will take your listeners to, where they can download the free copy of Chapter 2. And I'd love to hear from your listeners, too, and you know, hear about their life intention statements and what they got out of it. So please reach out to me by all means.
Yeah, that would be fun. I would love to hear it, too. All right, well, we've got to run because we are almost out of time, but y'all – thanks for tuning in, and thank you, Shelley, for joining me. And you can check out the resource links. And if you want to join me on next time, I'm going to do another program on March 19, and it'll be another installment of the Career Goals series that I've been doing. Thanks again so much, Shelley, for joining us today. This has been great.
You're so welcome. Always a pleasure, Angela.
All right, everybody. Well, it's time to go. And so one more thing I want to remind you to keep on shining, like I always say, keep on shining like you're meant to.